Thinking about our place in the world. New questions, new answers.
Chapter 1. Type it up. How can writing something get you in trouble? 2. Reading.
People often point to Johannes Gutenberg's movable type printing press in the 15th century as one of the most revolutionary developments in human history. Prior to Gutenberg's invention, books were meticulously written by hand, and so they were very expensive and largely inaccessible to most people. Once the printing press emerged, however, books became far more accessible, making it possible for revolutionary ideas in areas like science and politics to spread rapidly throughout Europe. A more recent development may be revolutionizing the world in similar ways: the rise of the Internet. Publishing companies and newspapers used to essentially control who could and could not be an author. With the rise of the Internet, however, anyone can start a blog, self-publish a book, or garner a large following by means of social networking. The result is that more perspectives about topics ranging from international politics to local news are now available. This may be a good thing, but for those who put their ideas out there for the world to read, there are some serious risks. Let us take a closer look at some of the ways that people can get in trouble by just writing a course paper, a blog, or even a brief post on a social networking site. One way that people can get in trouble when writing something is by plagiarizing the work of others. Plagiarism occurs when someone copies another person's words or rephrases someone else's ideas without stating the source of those words or ideas. It is essentially taking credit for someone else's words or ideas. Plagiarism can be as blatant as deliberately copying an entire paper, or as minor as accidentally copying just one sentence without using quotation marks. Anyone who writes something or gives a speech can be accused of plagiarism. But allegations of plagiarism most commonly arise in university settings. Plagiarism may not have been quite as tempting a few decades ago, when students had to type up papers on a typewriter, since copying someone else's words still required a lot of typing. Today, however, students can simply cut and paste written work from material found online. Many universities, therefore, now require that students also provide digital copies of their papers, so that university instructors can use software to scan for plagiarism. Universities view plagiarism as a serious act of academic dishonesty, and some universities can even expel students who plagiarize. Another big concern when it comes to writing is the risk of violating intellectual property laws. Most notably, those who put their writing online in the form of a blog or self-publish a book, for example, can violate copyright laws if they are not careful. Copyright laws are complicated. For instance, copyrights eventually expire, but the length of time varies from country to country. This means that a book may be copyrighted in one country, but considered public domain in another country. Moreover, fair use laws may allow writers to freely copy a limited amount of material from copyrighted works, but the rules about what counts as fair use are subject to interpretation. This means that someone who uses something from copyrighted material may believe that his or her usage constitutes fair use, but the copyright holder may not agree. If that is the case, the copyright holder can sue in court. The person accused of violating a copyright may have to spend a lot to hire an attorney, and may end up losing even more money if he or she loses the case. Finally, writing something online can violate defamation laws. Broadly speaking, defamation can come in the form of slander, which is a verbal attack on someone's character, or in the form of libel, which is a written attack on someone's character. Writing blog posts, or even just making a comment on a social networking site, can result in a defamation lawsuit. As with intellectual property laws, defamation laws are complex and vary from country to country. In one country, writing something that hurts someone's reputation may not lead to a lawsuit if the statement is true. In some cases, even if the statement is false, the person who wrote it can avoid being sued if the statement in question is clearly a personal opinion. In another country, however, making statements that hurt someone's reputation can result in a lawsuit even if the statement is actually true. This means that anyone who writes about other people, whether it is someone he or she knows personally or a celebrity that he or she has never met, can be sued for defamation. In some countries, defamation may even constitute a crime that can lead to prison time. Ultimately, history has shown that the written word is a powerful force. There is no better example of this than the way that the development of the printing press helped spread ideas that transformed Europe just a few centuries ago. The power of the written word today is at just about everyone's fingertips, insofar as it is now so easy for people to disseminate their thoughts and opinions online. Using this power irresponsibly, however, is a recipe for trouble. Fortunately, exercising caution can help people avoid getting into trouble when they share their writing with others. Making sure to seek the permission of copyright holders before using copyrighted material, for instance, can help avoid lawsuits. On the other hand, dishonestly passing off the ideas of others as one's own ideas, failing to respect intellectual property laws, and attacking the character of others can lead to serious consequences. For those who live in democratic societies, then, as much as they may enjoy having the right to freely express themselves, that right to free expression can actually be quite costly if misused.
5. Summary.
The rise of the Internet has made it easy for everyone to disseminate his or her ideas. Putting one's ideas in writing, however, is sometimes risky. For example, copyright laws can expose writers to lawsuits. If they misinterpret fair use laws when using copyrighted material in their own writing. Libel laws can also get writers in trouble if they carelessly write comments about other people. It is therefore important that people remember to act responsibly when putting their ideas out there for anyone to read.